Lifehouse of Duluth is doing a lecture series this week. One of the topics, youth, homelessness, and sex trafficking, which happens in our own city. With us today is Maud Dornfeld, Lifehouse Executive Director, and we'll get her on the phone here. Well, good morning, Maud.
Good morning, Maya. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. And I know that we talked to you. You guys are celebrating 25 years right now. And part of that is this lecture series. Tell us about
it. That's right. Yep. We wanted to kind of honor our 25 years of working with street youth and continue to raise awareness of the issue in our community by hosting a series of lectures about every other month, kind of addressing different aspects of youth homelessness.
And the topics vary, and you've planned ahead. This is every other month, a morning lecture. It is from 7:45 till 9 a.m. At Lifehouse. Talk about some of the topics that you have planned looking forward.
Sure. Our first topic that we'll be tackling tomorrow morning is kind of looking at the extent of youth homelessness and sex trafficking nationally, in our state, regionally, and in our own community, kind of peeling back the curtain, so to speak, and shining a light on this serious issue. Next up, we're going to be looking at kind of barriers that kids face to getting a job. A lot of times you'll hear, hey, kid, why don't you just get a job? And if it were that easy, there wouldn't really be issues with homelessness. So we're going to look at some of those barriers. And then there's a lot of other things that we'll be looking at along the way, some aspects of street culture and some of the things that make it really tough to address this issue.
It really isn't just about not having a home, is it?
That's right. It's really not as simple as just providing beds for homeless youth. Of course, that's an absolutely necessary first step, but if it were just about providing beds, then we could have tackled this issue long ago. There's a lot of things that homeless youth have experienced that create trauma, and that trauma needs to be addressed before kids can be sufficiently stabilized to maintain housing. And then, you know, the other thing about homeless kids is that they're just kids. So they have to finish school. They have to think about career. They have to mature and develop and grow into the people that they are meant to be. But all of that has been delayed by the experience of homelessness. So there's a lot to do.
Well, in Lifehouse now, inviting the community in to really hear and learn more, what are your hopes from coming from this lecture series and spotlighting this 25 years?
Well, you know, the state of Minnesota has made ending homelessness, youth homelessness, a goal by the year 2020. We think that's a fantastic goal. But in order to reach that goal, we're going to need a lot of community support. We're going to need support at the level of the state and the commitment to really invest the resources in addressing this issue. And so we wanted to just invite folks into Lifehouse, let them see the drop-in center, let them see what a great, beautiful, warm, welcoming space it is, and kind of get that firsthand experience of, you know, what it's like to be a Lifehouse kid.
And clearly that is a great avenue to raise awareness. People will leave needing to share that experience with others. Is there steps and actions that we can all take that can make a difference? Or should we come to the lecture series and ask those questions as well?
Absolutely. Come to the lecture series. It's free. It's open to the public. We'll even be serving a little breakfast. We promise we'll get you out the door in time to get to work in the morning, and we promise it's not a fundraiser. It's just an opportunity to raise awareness of youth homelessness. And then from there, if people are interested in getting more involved, we can certainly help people get lots of ways to support Lifehouse by visiting our website, lifehouseduluth.org. There's a whole list of ways you can get involved.
Well, we really appreciate you joining us this morning and sharing this exciting opportunity to get the public involved. We'll share this on our website, and people can find more information by clicking there. We'll share a link.
Great. Thanks so much, and we hope we'll see some of you out there tomorrow morning.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Maud Dornfeld from Lifehouse sharing information about their lecture series. It's happening on Tuesday mornings from 7:45 to 9 a.m. And the first one is tomorrow. It's called That Doesn't Happen Here, Right? Learn more about the extent of youth homelessness and sex trafficking in our community. The next one is Tuesday, April 19th, June 21st, and as she said, every other month. This is Northland Morning on 103.3.